Chapter 74.1. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie, the ninth princess of Dawin, never expected to see Xu Ting. She abruptly lowered her binoculars and couldn't help but curse harshly. She was feeling a little agitated. In truth, she had long anticipated encountering Xu Ting during this campaign against Dian. She had been brimming with confidence in their victory. However, when she actually saw Xu Ting, she realized she couldn't suppress the fear welling up inside her. Damn, how's the current situation? The soldier delivering the report came running, drenched in sweat, and said anxiously, Your Highness, reinforcements from Dian have arrived. The situation has taken a sudden turn for the worse. Our casualties are too heavy. We might not be able to hold out. The ninth princess of Dawin's face turned as black as the bottom of a pot. She ordered a retreat. Xu Ting had arrived. She needed to think carefully and come up with a strategy to deal with her. Cheers erupted from the walls of Wuchang. Many soldiers cheered while crying at the same time. Several deputy generals ran up to Xu Ting and knelt directly in front of her. Lady Xu, you're finally here. These were veterans of the Zhenbian army. After the general had fled the battlefield, it was these women who had led the Zhenbian troops to resist the invaders. It had been extremely difficult. Unfortunately, their abilities were no match for the ninth princess of Dawin. They had been forced to fight while retreating, filled with frustration and pain. But now that Xu Ting was here, it was as if they had suddenly found their pillar of support. Xu Ting firmly patted the shoulder of the leading deputy general but said nothing. Then, as she looked at the piled-up corpses within her sight and the land still smoking from the battle, a heavy feeling settled in her heart. She had never feared war, but she had always hated it. For those who recklessly instigated war instead of living peacefully, Xu Ting would ensure they descended into hell to atone for their sins. Count the wounded, reinforce the city wall defenses, and have the remaining troops gather at the main camp for a meeting. After giving her orders, Xu Ting descended from the city wall, accompanied by Miu Zhao. Sister-in-law, tell me about the current situation in Suizhou. Miu Zhao replied, All right. As they walked, Miu Zhao briefed Xu Ting on the remaining forces in Wuchang, which cities had fallen, and which were still resisting. Suizhou housed 400,000 Zhenbian troops, but they weren't all stationed in Dingliang. The territory of Suizhou shared a large border with Dawin, so the 400,000 troops were distributed across four fortress cities, forming a nearly impenetrable defensive line. Dingliang had the largest concentration of Zhenbian troops, 140,000 soldiers, because of its treacherous geographical location. However, under the foolish leadership of the general, this force of 140,000 had been reduced to just over 60,000, all now stationed in Wuchang. With the 30,000 troops Xu Ting had brought from the capital, they barely had a force of 100,000. When they entered the governor's mansion, Xu Ling came to greet them. He hadn't seen Xu Ting in a long time and had missed her dearly. Overjoyed, Xu Ling embraced Xu Ting. She called out, Second brother. The eldest son, Xu Yu, and the second son, Xu Ling, were the real princes of Zhenbian Palace. Their poise and demeanor were unmatched, even Xu Yu, who had already become emperor. Xu Ling had a 5-year-old daughter with Miu Zhao. The last time Xu Ting had seen her, she had been a little toddler who couldn't even speak. Are you hungry? I had prepared some food, it'll be ready soon. Are mother and father still healthy in the capital? I heard you married a gentleman, but with the mountains and rivers between us, I couldn't make it to the wedding. Xu Ting didn't mind this kind of concern at all. She patiently answered Xu Ling's questions one by one. Xu Xuan and Han Ji were in good health, and as for Du Xian, Xu Ting couldn't help but smile. Xian is already pregnant, second brother. You'll soon have a new nephew or niece. Xu Ling was overjoyed and laughed. Once we drive these invaders out of Suizhou, I'll head to the capital to visit father and meet my little nephew. The servants quickly brought out the food. However, because of the urgent situation, Xu Ting had already scheduled a meeting with the other generals. The atmosphere at the dinner table was tense. They ate quickly, and Xu Ting and Miu Zhao left for the military camp. Before they left, Xu Ling held Miu Zhao back and instructed her, You must do your best to help my sister. Miu Zhao patted on his hand and promised, Don't worry, I will. Don't wait for me tonight. If you're tired, go to sleep first. In the main tent at the camp, more than a dozen deputy generals and strategists were already waiting. When Xu Ting and Miu Zhao lifted the curtain and entered, everyone stood and saluted Xu Ting. General, Governor, Xu Ting walked over. In the center of the tent stood a sand table, originally stationed in the military camp at Dingliang City. After Xu Ting arrived in this world, she had personally led scouts across the buffer zone between Suizhou and Dawen. This area, prone to becoming a battlefield in case of conflict, along with parts of Suizhou's terrain, was mapped out to create the sand table. This tool was extremely valuable. The Zhenbian army clearly understood this. When they retreated from Dingliang to Wuchang, they had gone to great lengths to ensure the sand table was brought along.